Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of The Business Core, the building foundation of any business. I am Simon, and I am your business builder, and today I want to talk about why your friends and family don't support you. I'm going to give you six reasons why your friends and family don't support you. Number one, they don't know how to support. Sometimes it may not be your friends and families that don't want to help you, but they really don't know how to help you. You haven't clearly communicated what you need from them. It may seem completely simple to you, but your friends and family may not understand what you need or what they need to do to support you rather than saying that I'm proud of you. It is your job to supply your friends and family with the tools they need to support you. Number two, they haven't supported you before. See, they supported you before because to get you checked off their quote to-do list. You have done so many things before and you came to your friends and your family to support you and they have. And then before you know it, you have dropped what you was doing earlier. Now you're doing something else. So they buy from you again. You drop what they bought before and you try something else and you go back to them again and they buy again. You have to stay consistent. And they can't forget about the time they supported you. And now you come back again with another scheme or another breaking entrepreneur ideal that you have. Be consistent. Stick it out. Number three, they only trust celebrity or high profile businesses. Okay, I get it. This can be a soft spot. I got you. But check it out. Ordinary Kathy can have a vision board party. But when a housewife of Atlanta or Beverly Hills have a vision board party, even if she has no idea what she's doing, there's a possibility of it being seen. There's a big crowd. It can be a nicer location, bells, whistles, lights, and all that good stuff. But some people only spend money with people that are already successful. But for you, keep pushing, keep grinding. And one day, they're going to be asking to sit in one of the front rows of your concerts when it starts selling out. Number four, there's nothing in it for them. For a multitude of reasons, ranging from selfishness to limited time, some people will only give what they're getting. They will only support when they can see an immediate benefit. So don't despair when you see your bro shouting out everyone else is in a business on a social media, but never mentioning you. The best way to encourage some people to support you is through the hopes of getting something in return. Set up an affiliate or referral program. Develop a contest of sorts. It may not be that your family members support other businesses more than they do yours. It may simply be that they support himself more than they do your business. Number five, some don't want to see you be great. Simply as that. I think this is what most people assume first, but I honestly don't think this is as common as we may think. I think it's more likely that they don't see how hard you're working. They don't know how to support you or if you've already run up your tab of support. With that said, you will have a hater or two on your journey to success. Just no doubt about it. There will be a person or two that simply does not want to see you win. Think about it. We all got that one cousin. She really never liked you, but then you've always known that. Why would she support your store? Number six, you're not yet. Here's a tough pill to swallow, but it's worth tasting. Sometimes your family is not hanging your flyers or passing out your business cards because you haven't impressed them yet. We all have to start somewhere, and sometimes where you start and where you need to get public support have some distance between them. I only publicly endorse those I believe in. My word means just that much to me. So I may not share your special on Instagram, but I may support you financially or with free coaching lessons or sessions or whatever the case. If you're not getting public support that you want, you may need to examine your product or your service. Think about various reasons your friends and family don't support you. It can be humbling, it can even be a gut-punching experience, but it helps you to get the things in perspective. I think for me, the most important thing to remember is that they don't have to support you. Being blood or even liking your company does not obligate me to support you professionally. If you're accustomed to relying on your family to be your primary customer base, then you're being lazy. All of us business owners need to do an assessment of our ideal customer base. We need to know our demographics, needs, and wants, and then we need to plan to pursue that customer. I'm Simon, and I am your business builder.